T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back! Bill Michaels Show on the air. How are we looking? Good day to you. Phone lines are open, 855-830-8648. A couple of them anyway. If those are still available, that's the number to get a hold of us. You can also track us down on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page, and that is simply facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Or if you just want to say, you know, search Bill Michaels, you can find the blue verified check mark there. It's easy enough. Track us down over there. Everything is on the website as well. Simply go to Bill Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. You can hear all the podcasts, the listen live via the program, wherever you may be. All of it's right there. Track us down. And thanks for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by so many different people. When we talk about good people that are on board that are going to be sending us to Minneapolis this year, we're going there, by the way, via our great friends over at Brager Chevy, my buddy Glenn and the whole gang. As a matter of fact, I got to take my Chevy Tahoe over there tomorrow, get a little service work done to it. But Glenn and the whole gang over at Brager Chevy, the official vehicle of the Bill Michaels Show, live from Radio Row, over 200 Silverados. They've got great stocking stuffer ideas going on right now. If you have a car person in your life, that is the place to go. By the way, say hi to our buddy JR and the whole crew at Pizza Del Rey. JR is in the hospital. He's got some kind of blood thing going on there right now. So wish him the best. Stop into Pizza Del Rey. If you're a military member, you can eat for free. Get the great pizza buffet. It's family-owned, friendly place. But best of luck to our buddy JR, who runs and owns Pizza Del Rey, because he's got a health issue happening right now. So hopefully he comes through that okay. Also, our buddy Dwayne from Dwayne's Cover It All. Boat to car to home upholstery, business awnings, furniture, you name it, he does it. Dwayne's a great guy, does a lot of great work, and supports a lot of great veteran causes in Wausau. 715-870-2119, 715-870-2119, or just check him out at Dwayne's, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. Here's the question, because I found this interesting on Cheesehead TV on the website, out of Corey's Corner. He had written the fact that what some people were beginning to think, that this is the third concussion in 2 years for Devontae Adams. They've been vicious hits. It isn't like he's getting them via Sam Shields, just an elbow to the helmet. But he's got 3 concussions. It's something you can't ignore. So as talented as he is he your guy with other weapons on this team? Now, when you say that, you're taking into a consideration here that you've got Jordy, you've got Randall and company, you know, but I'm telling you right now, one or two of those guys aren't going to be with this team. You're paying $24 million for that production right now. I just don't know if you can continue to do that. When you've got to pay Corey Linsley, you've got to shore up the right tackle position on this team. You may try to expound upon depth on offensive line, but you desperately, desperately need a pass rusher. You desperately need a lockdown corner. You can't just hold your breath and hope that Kevin King comes back and he's that guy. You can't hold your breath and hope that Demarius Randall has a full season like he's had the last few weeks. You can't. You have to hedge your bets. In addition to that, you've got to make a decision on Clay Matthews, who's making a ton of money. If you cut him right now, he's not going to cost you anything. You've got to think about that. But he's, put it this way, if you're saying he's your best defensive player, what does that say about the rest of your defense? Think about it. If Clay Matthews, who gives you something every now and then, is your best defensive player, what's that say about your defense? You have to go out and spend money. Aaron's going to make almost $21 million this year. Randall Cobb's going to make, in 2018, I should say. Randall Cobb's going to make $12.7. Jordy's going to make $12.5. That's $25.2 million. Devontae Adams is going to make about that. You know he's going to get it. Most likely Jeff Janis is gone after this season. Trevor Davis, you still have him on a minimal deal at $686,000. You know, Geronimo Allison and a few of these other guys, they have the restricted free agent tag on them. I don't know what you're going to do with Ty Montgomery. Ty Montgomery made $788,000 this year. He'll make $880,000 next year in 2018. If you decide to let him go, you may not even need him. He's only going to cost you $151,000. So do you keep him around? But then you start to get into some other money. $8.5 million going to go to Brian Bulaga. David Bakhtiari is going to make 11. Think about that. David Bakhtiari is going to make 11. Ulrich John, Justin McCray, Lucas Patrick, Adam Pankey, Kyle Murphy. I mean, all these guys, you know, are they guys? You know, Mike Daniels is going to make $10 million next year. Mike Daniels. Clay Matthews is going to make $11 million next year. Nick Perry is going to make almost $11 million next year. You got a lot of money wrapped up in these guys. A lot of money. And how much productivity is there? Seriously. Aaron Rodgers, guaranteed, that's the guy that is worth the money. Is Randall Cobb worth 12.7? Is Jordy Nelson worth 12.5? Is Ty Montgomery worth almost a million? Hell, Lance Kendrick's going to make 2.2. Is Brian Bulaga coming back off of this injury again going to be that guy? Is David Bakhtiari? He's had a pretty good career. Is he worth 11? Yeah. You know what? The going price for a left tackle? Yeah, he's worth 11. Mike Daniels is going to be worth 10. He's a beast in the middle, sucking up a double team, but that's what he is. It's not a flash and glamour position. But is Clay Matthews worth 11 and a half? Is Nick Perry worth 11? You know you got to pay him. Think about this. This is what really is the knife to the gut. Nick Perry next year is going to make 10.9, almost $11 million. The year after that, 2019, 2020, 2021, he's making over $14 million, Nick Perry is. $14 million. You can't even think about cutting him loose until 2021. I mean, you can do it, I guess, in 2020. The potential out year would be at 2020 when the dead cap space would be $7.4 million against the cap. So basically half of his salary you'd get back. But most likely they won't do that. It'll be 2021 before Nick Perry has an exodus on this team. 2021. Wow. There's some of your numbers. So do you pay Devontae Adams? Do you pay Corey Linsley? Morgan Burnett's going to be a guy that's on the market. You're going to have some serious money you're going to need to rebolster this defense. 855-830-8648. Let's go to a Frank listening to us on the Zone out in Madison. Frank, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Pretty good, Bill. It's Gator.
What's happening, buddy?
Not much. I just wanted to touch base with you. No, it's been a while, and I just wanted to start off by saying I finally got the Bill Michaels. I held off on the Radio Joes when I went to Cousin Sub.
Oh, perfect. What'd you think?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it was as advertised. Very good, real good, good stuff. So I just wanted to shout them out for you. And staying on topic, yeah, that really scares me now with Devontae Adams with that third concussion. I just don't know if the Packers can go ahead and shell out big money for him at this point. They got a lot of decisions to make. I'm already calling it here in the off season because they might as well treat the last two games like it's preseason and just see what you have on this roster and what is actually worth hanging on to, including the guys wearing the really cool Packers jackets on the sidelines that hold clipboards and have headsets on. I really don't know what to make of this whole thing. It's a very disappointing season for the Packers, and, you know, you can't have it all the time. We've been spoiled for a very long time, and we all know that. And things happen. We've been a great, organization for a long time, and things just happen. Injuries happen. You know that. You played college football at a high level. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just wanted to make that point about the Packers are pretty much, in disarray, sort of, but not totally. And I really don't know what they're going to do, and they probably don't even know what they're going to do. But I didn't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to give a shout out to, you know, having two rock stars from the zone on back to back and from last hour with my buddy Evo there.
He's fantastic, isn't he?
I love that dude. He's my buddy. We're bros. We hang out. And same thing with Joe. But eventually I'd like to meet you. I was going to go to one of your cigar things over the summer, and all of a sudden it's wintertime. So we got to hook up sometime. I got to meet you. I've been listening to you for 10 years.
Well, you know what? We got to do something out there. We didn't schedule anything to do Badger stuff out there this year. Normally we do, but I'm going to get out and probably do a Badger pregame or something next year with those guys, and hopefully we do something in Madison. I know that Quick Trip is trying to organize a cigar dinner out there, maybe one of the first ones of next year. So cool. as soon as it's announced, as soon as we find out, we'll announce it, and we'll let you know where we're going to be and when we're going to be there, okay?
Well, that's awesome. I was actually going to drive all the way to La Crosse to see you last summer when I was on vacation.
Oh, but, no. We'll try to get out to Madison for sure, okay?
I would have made the drive for sure. It would have been worth it. But I just wanted to thank you, and great congratulations on your engagement.
Yep.
And I'm probably not going to talk to you until after the first of the year. So you have great holidays, Bill. All you guys over there in Milwaukee at 105.7 The Fan.
You too, buddy.
Bill Michael, Sports Talk Radio Network.
I mean, when you're giving plugs, now that's just fantastic. That guy's just into the show so much. That's faithful listener right there. That's good stuff. And listening to us on the Zone out in Madison, we certainly appreciate everybody out there. But he gives a shout out to Cousins. I don't even have to do the Cousins read after that.
Yeah, that was impressive.
That's just fantastic. That's wholesale goodness right there. I don't care who you are.
You might see your face tattooed on his arm next year.
Well, as long as it's on his arm. I don't want to end up anywhere else.
I didn't
want to
say
now.
Leg.
No, I don't want to end up anywhere else. I'll say this. When it comes, I haven't been out to Madison in a while. Now, I was out to some Badger games this year, but more as a fan. Joe covers the games. He's all in. But I went out as a fan a couple times this year. But we didn't do much in Madison this year. We got to get back out that way. I know Ebo's listening. Joe and Evo, they listen regularly. They're looking for betting tips off of this program. They're betting each other what I might or might not say, and then betting money on that and shaving body parts and all that kind of stuff. Those guys are crazy. So always enjoy listening to those guys. Hey, by the way, we've got on one of our fine affiliates, and I got to find it real quick. But one of our fine affiliates, it's actually in La Crosse, Matt Scrady and Company. They do a great show out there with Midwest Family Broadcasting. And those two guys voted as one of the top 35 sports broadcasters in the country by Inc. magazine, which is Radio Inc., which is kind of – there's Talkers Magazine, and then there's Radio Inc. magazine. And those are kind of the Bibles for what it is we do, okay? That's the only area of recognition we will ever get. And when it comes to actual, you know, broadcast ability. And those guys out there in La Crosse – fantastic. Congratulations. They got some national recognition, and rightfully so. I mean, every time I've been on their program, those guys are great. They're professional. They move the program along. Great talkers. So congratulations to those guys out there in La Crosse. Speaking of our friends in La Crosse, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll talk to Eric out of Chippewa Falls when we come back. Stick around. More of the Bill Michael Show up there after this. Welcome back. Bill Michaels' show is on the air. Hopefully you're having a terrific day today. I want to remind you, coming up this Thursday night, we're going to be at Mulligan's on South 27th Street over in Franklin. Come on by and say hi. 6 to 8 this Thursday night. Yours truly, some guests. The Bud Girls are going to be there. Kind of our Christmas party as we're out on the road. Compliments again of our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Looking forward to it. Was it last year or 2 years ago? We were at Mulligan's, and it was this time of year. It was exactly this week. It was a couple of years ago. And I don't know, some girls group got together. They did a onesie party, pub crawl, where everybody had to wear a onesie. And they all came in feety pajamas. It's like 30 girls off this bus came in. So not to say that's going to happen again, but they usually throw a pretty good Christmas party, and they're throwing it out there when we're hanging out. So come on by this Thursday night, 6 to 8. Going to be out at Mulligan, South 27th Street in Franklin. Come on by and say hi, and we're going to have a good time. Let's get back to the phone calls, talking Packers. Eric is listening to us in Chippewa Falls. Eric, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? Love the show.
Thank you.
As much as I can. I just want to say that I think that the next two games, the Packers should go like a preseason and do evaluation of the younger players and see what they got. I mean, there's no reason to even, not to say they play to lose, but there's no reason to win these games. So why not try and see what they got in younger players, you know, keep like Jordy and Aaron on the bench, make sure they're healthy for next year, and just see what they got with these other guys.
All right, appreciate the phone call, which is a train of thought that many go by. Look, I would not mind seeing Geronimo Allison and Trevor Davis and even Jeff Janis trying to figure out some pass-catching duties. Maybe even Michael Clark. Okay, I get that. But you don't have a whole bunch of guys that haven't had experience. Justin McCray has had experience. Lucas Patrick, has had experience. Orrick John has had experience. You know, maybe you play a little bit more of Montrevious Adams. Maybe you play a little more Vince Beagle. You know, you paid Ahmad Brooks. You paid Quentin Dial. You paid Chris Odom. You paid Devon House. You paid these guys to be a part of this. You know, not to say that I'm going to all of a sudden throw out there Donatello Brown and company, but, you know, these guys have all had experience because the team's been so damn banged up. So to say, well, we're going to throw these other guys in, maybe if you want to save a Jordy or you want to rotate him in a little bit less, that's one thing. I don't think you're going to sit all these guys. It's just, you're just not going to do that. The NFL expects you to play players, to do everything you can to win a ball game. You know, but that's the one thing. It's not like you've got a basketball team where you have an 8-man rotation out of a 15-man team and 7 guys never see the floor, so you're trying to evaluate the 7 guys you never get a chance to see. Everybody in the NFL plays. So you've had a chance to evaluate these guys. Maybe you hold back starters a little bit, get them in there, a few series, in there on certain reps or personnel packages, but for the most part, are you going to be... And then, here's the other question. Is it fair if you say, okay, sit Jordy, sit Randall? Is it fair, if you don't play Aaron Rodgers, to throw out Brett Hundley and just Jeff Janis, Trevor Davis, and Geronimo Allison? Is that fair to the rest of the offensive line that you're still sending out there, and David Bakhtiari and Lane Taylor and Corey Linsley and Jari Evans and Jason Spriggs and everybody else? Is it fair to those guys? When they're out there blocking for you, going, somebody get open. You know? I don't know if it's fair to every... I mean, I think you have to play it to win it. Now, if you can't play it with Aaron Rodgers, so be it. But you play this thing to win it. I mean, granted, you would like nothing more than to spoil in some way, shape, or form, say, home field advantage throughout for the Minnesota Vikings. I get that. Is that your ultimate goal? Your ultimate goal is win ball games. You're not going to go out there to try to tank games. You're not going to ask guys to sacrifice their bodies in effort to tank a game, tank a season for next year. I mean, some of these guys won't even be. 25% of your roster doesn't even come back. These guys are out there playing for jobs, man. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 on the loansbykip.com toll-free talk line. A few lines available. By the way, I was mentioning before Scrady and company. It's Dave and Scrady in the morning. I was kind of mulling it over on the top of my head. And one of their listeners who listens to us every day out there in La Crosse, and the mighty WKTY, said, it's Dave and Scrady, unit. I said, you know what? I know I've been on the program before. Great guys. Dave's got a hell of a resume, too. When you look at what he's been able to do throughout his career, I mean, he's kind of run the gamut there. So, Dave and Scrady, good talk show out there in La Crosse. You ever get if you're ever in the area out there before I come on the air, that's Dave and Scrady in the morning. Good guy. Mornings with Dave and Scrady, I think is what they call it actually. Just to be technical, I don't want him to all of a sudden send a guy with no neck named Guido to my house. Although he's probably a relative, but he shows up, Whoop up on me. I don't need that. Let's go to Dan listening to us in Monaco. Dan, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call again,
sure,
man. Hey, so last night my buddy and I were watching the Monday night game, and I had asked him if there was one player that you think the Packers just have to re-sign. Picture everyone on defense had expiring contracts at the end of this year, and there's one or a couple guys that you think the Packers need to hang on to. Who would it be? And after I asked that question, we both kind of stared at each other for about 20, 30 seconds. And we literally couldn't really have any confidence saying one name that we feel confident in that the Packers need to to retain.
Out of the guys that are up for contract, or just the entire roster?
The entire defense. Just talking about defense, and even some guys on offense. I mean, like, yeah, Kenny Clark for sure. Blake Martinez definitely has. He definitely has bright spots where he's all over the field making tackles. Haha, Clinton Dix. He seems like anytime he makes a play on an interception, the ball's tipped to him. There's just a bunch of guys on that defense, and I know we've talked the guys term. You know, you've talked about 100 times on the show. It's scary because it's almost embarrassing because there's no one on this Packers defense that I would feel confident that they should hang on to going forward if they want to try to win a Super Bowl while we have Rodgers at quarterback. I don't see anyone that makes my eyes light up and says, man, we got to keep Clay Matthews. We got to keep Nick Perry. We're tied up in a lot of money with them, and they're just not doing anything.
Let's just say if Clay Matthews was making only $5 million, would you keep him then?
Maybe he had 3-4. He had very little impact on the Packers defense this year. And I don't even think $4 or $5 million is too much for him. I mean, if you're looking strictly at what we have on the field, you know, it's bad. I mean, we've talked about it 100 times in the Packers defense. There's just nothing there that is worth more than $6-7 million on defense. I'm sorry, there isn't.
Yeah.
And I've called on your show, you know, I'm sure you know, I've called on your show a bunch of times over this fall, and it's scary to think about where the Packers are right now and going forward, just because Rodgers is ready. He's been ready to go. He's been ready to go to Super Bowls, but they always show that when the Packers are getting a long drive against them, like the Carolina game, they always show a quick shot of Rodgers with like a towel around his neck, watching the defense just getting beat up.
Right.
And you feel bad for the guy because it's like he's literally doing way more than his lion's share of work to keep this team afloat, whether it's the regular season or postseason. And he needs to turn around and look up at Ted Thompson up in the press box while the defense is getting beat up. Like, man, what else? Like, what are you going to do to try to help me out here?
Right.
You know what I mean?
When you talk, I appreciate the phone call. When you talk about Clay Matthews, think of this: Blake Martinez, his season this year, he's had 127 tackles. He's had a sack, he's had a fumble, he's had 86 of those were solos, 41 of those were assists, okay? Your second leading tackler, 53 tackles behind, is Haha Clinton Dix, a secondary guy. Jake Ryan behind him, who doesn't even play every snap. Then you've got Josh Jones, Morgan Burnett, Kenny Clark up front with 49 tackles. Demarius Randall, Mike Daniels, Devon House, Clay Matthews, 41 tackles, half of those solos, 15 assists, but he leads your team in sacks with 7.5. Nick Perry has 7, that's not bad numbers, but when you're talking about a linebacker, outside or inside, only ending up with 41 tackles, trailing a lot of plays. Now, he's a double-team guy, but nobody else is kind of picking up the slack. That is a lot of money for that amount of productivity. Think about that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back and talk some Bucks basketball, Craig Kishon from Fox Sports Wisconsin is going to join us. We may even sneak in a little Brewers chatter in there as well. But we're going to talk with Craig. We're going to hear from Mike McCarthy coming up, and then we'll get back into the phone calls coming up after the top of the hour. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Singing through these power lines, and I'm running on time and feeling all right.
Welcome back. Bill Michael's show is on the air. We are glad to have you. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a fantastic day today. And, hopefully you're enjoying the holiday season, getting you ready for this coming weekend. As everybody's going to be getting the gifts and feeling good and families and parties, and probably pretty much by next Tuesday you're going to be sick of it and ready to get out of the house and get off to doing your thing. That's all right. That's all good. No problem there. And maybe get out to a game, whether checking. Tonight you've got the Bucks taking on Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James, and the Bucks looking to get some wins. The Bucks looking to stack success, so to speak. They've been doing it with a different lineup almost a daily basis, for the fact that they've had some injuries that have beset this team. And, you know, just had guys, some guys, obviously trades have, you know, changed things as well. And let's talk more about it, Craig, because Sean, you see Craig doing some Bucks, you see him doing some Brewers, he's all over the place, he's like the wind, man, he's all over the state of Wisconsin. Craig, how you doing?
Excellent, my friend, how about you?
I'm doing well. I guess the question I want to ask you first and foremost, helicopter view of the season for the Milwaukee Bucks thus far, in your opinion?
Well, a little, I would say a little more disappointing than we thought it was going to be. Only from the standpoint that they just haven't been able to establish a really long string of success yet. And, I mean, their largest string of success was before this three-game losing streak. They won 6-7, and it looked like they were started to head, you know, upward. And the climb up the mountain was getting to get a little bit easier. And then they ran into stiff competition. And, you know, you look at schedule sometimes and you say, you know, who are you going to be able to compete with and who are you going to be able to beat? And they had a tough schedule last week, and they lost all three games. And it does not get any easier, obviously, tonight. So, you know, a helicopter view says a tremendous amount of disappointment in the number five spot in their lineup all the way around. And they're still trying to find themselves offensively and defensively. So, I mean, those three things alone tell you there's only room for a lot of improvement yet, and there's still a lot of talent there. And I don't think they're done, you know, making a deal or two or something to try to get this team back on track here. I don't think they're going to wait for Jabari Parker necessarily, but, you know, they're too talented to be sitting around, you know, a game or two or at 500, that's for sure.
I was just going to ask you about Jabari Parker, and now I know you can't put all your eggs in that basket for the fact that, you know, he's coming off of an injury, and you don't know. I mean, even though he looks great, you know, a lot of guys have looked great in rehab and then come back and not, you know, been able to find it right away. But that being said, that would almost be like a free agent acquisition at this point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a natural thing to say for sure. I think the biggest flaw when somebody like that has been injured for a year, and we saw it with Chris Middleton last year, you know, when they come back, you feel the impact usually in a positive way, and then that period goes away, and then it's like, how's the rest of this team going to continue to gel together? And then I think the third impact is the further you get towards April now, is this guy going to start running out of gas a little bit, because, you know, the level of competition and the physicality of the game and the you know, those type of demands, you know, catch up with you, and you haven't done it like that for almost a full year. So those are, you know, a few concerns as you go along that way. And so, yeah, I mean, when you put a guy that scored 20 points a game last year back on the court, that's going to be a boost for your team, that's for sure. And you know, maybe at this point they're just right now hoping to keep treading water and stay around that 500 mark, maybe a game or two better until he gets there, because, you know, we're midway through December now, and what's it going to be, about 6 more weeks roughly before he's ready to come back. So, you know, he's going to be a boost, there's no question. It's just a matter of, you know, what they're still missing if they simply wait for him and do nothing else.
What are the realistic expectations? I mean, because I think most of us went into the season, and I even asked Jason Kidd this at the beginning of the year. I said, look, most people think top four and then get out of the first round of the playoffs. He backed me up on that and said, well, wait a minute. It's a young team. We're not quite sure, you know, how they're going to, you know, respond to last year's success and on and on and on. Am I right in assuming that maybe there's an expectation that they may fall a little bit short of expectation this year? Or maybe you're just trying to downplay, so to speak, what people are expecting out of this team?
Well, I mean, I guarantee you their expectation going in was being that top four. But, you know, Bill, it's hard to be just put yourself in that top four when you still haven't really done anything yet except continue to grow and continue to get, you know, those young players more acclimated and to have the reps and get the experience and stuff. And, you know, sometimes it takes a while because you're going to have a player or two, and namely Thon Maker, who's clearly taken a step back this year versus what we saw last year. Last year, he grew from beginning to the end of the season, and there were a lot of expectations, I think, for him this season. And he's clearly taken a step back. And so those are the growing pains you have to live with. You know, Greg Monroe instantly just did not fit into what they were looking to do, so they traded him away. And it clearly affects everybody else. Is John Henson going to take over that middle spot? Does he think it's just his by inheritance, or is he going to go out and get it every single night? I mean, those types of things, you know, after a while, it's up to the players, you know, to back up the talk. And you know, it's been there for the most part, but they're still falling short from that aspect right now. So, you know, right now, I mean, they're not sitting in the top four. They were up there for, you know, a couple of weeks, and, you know, this rough week put them back down, and the East is a little more competitive than I think the Bucks thought they were going to be, and a lot of people around the NBA too right now. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what all happens along the way here. But, you know, their goals and their expectations, I don't think have changed from the beginning of the season, that's for sure. They still expect to be at the top, and they're talented enough, I think, to definitely be there.
What was the feeling like, and you probably know better than anybody, when Gary Payton being waived? It was reported that he was a guy that a lot of guys really liked. They were upset with this. Can you confirm or deny any of that, or was this just something where they got close to a guy and business is business?
Well, I think, honestly, it's just they got close to the guy and business is business. I don't think any player, you know, if he's asked about, you know, a good guy and a guy that they care about, if they're asked, you know, what are your thoughts about the Bucks cutting him loose? I mean, it almost came down to what else are they supposed to do at this point? Unfortunately, you know, Gary is not going to be in that top 10 rotation enough to earn a contract right now. They have to save a spot or two to make, you know, some deals, I think, along the way here this winter. And, you know, financially, they're already over the threshold, so they're kind of treading a little bit water that way with their challenges. So, you know, I just think it was, you know, business as usual, and this guy, you know, is very well liked. But, you know, I think the skew on it, Bill, was the fact that, you know, he was in the starting lineup quite a bit here lately. But, you know, right now that person, that spot in that lineup is up for grabs for a while until they get things solidified anyway.
Bucks have bounced around. They get three or four wins in a row, then they regress, then they get three or four wins in a row, they regress. What has been so consistently inconsistent about this team?
Well, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, your attitude as a player can get in the way of that a little bit. You can get to a point where you think you're at a certain level where you're supposed to be, and you can get a little bit complacent. And I think that's part of what we're seeing here with this team right now. You know, offensively, everything is going to run through Giannis, and I also think that part of what they're going through offensively too here right now is, you know, Chris Middleton is a great scorer, but he may not be great every single night, but he's going to get his shots. It's just, you know, it's a common, you know, thread to talk about in the NBA. And I also think that, you know, Bledsoe still is finding his niche with this team. You know, they're not used to having a true point guard on this team right now. They skewed way towards Giannis handling the ball over the last 2 years, and that isn't the case right now. In fact, it you know, when I watch each and every game, you know, I wonder if this guy right now with this current roster has the potential to be a triple-double threat, like, you know, we're seeing with LeBron coming to town here. You know, at one point he was, but I don't see that happening right now. So they're still trying to find themselves, to be honest with you. This is still a process for this team. And, you know, we go back to what we just talked about, the hope of being in the top four in the Eastern Conference is a season-long process right now. And it's more so for a team like Milwaukee, who's already made a major trade, looking to get a major player back who's injured up until February in Parker before he returns. So I think they're, you know, I think part of this is going, you know, bit by bit. Now, I think that's why we're seeing the inconsistency right now. And their defense has been, it's been hot or cold. Let's face it, there hasn't been a whole lot of medium in between. And you know, when they're not effective, not going to win games. But when they're on, You know, they're very good, but that their defense requires a ton of energy. And I think they're trying to figure out a way where they don't have to burn so much energy there and then suffer for it on the other side.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, one other question. This is going to be baseball related. We were talking earlier with Tim Allen about the Brewers and about Giovanni Gallardo and such. But at what point do you feel that the Brewers are, say, pushing those chips to the middle of the table, that you feel they're going to be ready to fly?
To trade or
trade free agent, somebody that they're going to say, okay, this is going to be one of our you know, kind of centerpieces, so to speak.
I think it's going to be a little process. I'd love to sit here and tell you, Bill, that they're going to do it, you know, by Christmas, where, you know, a lot of players who are available and out there would love to be in a new place by Christmas, and the Brewers have done it before. It may happen this week, but I, you know, look, with this team and with all the trade pieces they have, especially in that outfield on the minor league side, they can still easily work into January without any kind of problem of pulling off a major deal here. They haven't done anything because they have to make sure it's the right thing, it's the right fit financially, it works, and right now they have a lot of talent out there, and they want to make sure they get the right return for it. So I predicted going into the offseason that they would sign a free agent pitcher and they'd also trade for a pitcher, and I mean two starting pitchers. Well, if Yo is going to be the guy that they're giving that first look to, maybe to be a fifth starter out of the group, well, to me now they might be looking over on the trade side. I just don't see them spending, you know, $30, $40, $50, $60 million on a you know, like Jake Arrieta, a guy who's already into his 30s. I don't see them doing that again. I think they've learned by their mistakes, but we shall see.
Always good to talk to you, Craig. Stay in touch, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Have a good Christmas.
All right, pal, you too. There you go. Craig Kishon, he is on the Bucks pre and post, the Brewers pre and post. You see his stuff there. Fox Sports Wisconsin's own Craig Kishon joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Marshfield Clinic Health System. They're the ones that fixed me up, got me back in the game. The knee is feeling good, and health-wise, feeling really, really good. As a matter of fact, and if you have something ailing you, maybe you just need right over the phone a prescription sent to the pharmacy near you, call them. 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. That's Care My Way. And they do it 7 to 9 p, 7 days a week. You can call a Marshfield Clinic Care My Way. And for all the information, go to marshfieldclinic.org. That's marshfieldclinic.org, the official healthcare provider of yours truly. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hot to fire, streets of stone, modern warriors, satellite horses of chrome, taste the wild, lick the wind, like something never saw before, their jaws dropping to the floor.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We continue. So glad to have you on board. Hopefully you're having a terrific day today. We certainly appreciate it. Got a lot to get into coming up in the next hour. You're going to hear from Mike McCarthy in his press conference. Also, we'll get back into the discussion regarding the Packers cleaning house and playing Aaron Rodgers and what happens if the Packers don't do anything at all. And a lot of people chiming in on that. Also going to hear from James Jones. James Jones joined us last night. And he was very candid in his answers regarding players and hits and hits to the head and things like that. Anyway, long story short, we'll hear from James Jones coming up here in just a little bit as well, and we'll get some more of your emails, your tweets, and all that kind of good stuff. Got a lot of stuff to get to. A lot of people chiming in today. Ken says, when it comes to the signing Devontae Adams, because it was an interesting article coming out of Cheesehead TV, or Cutting Nelson and Cobb, or both. I ask myself this, which wide receiver is more likely to have 1,000 yards receiving in the next few years? Adams, yes. Nelson and Cobb, not likely. I would offer the restructure to Nelson and Cobb, cut their base money in half. If they flat out don't want that, then they got to go. It's a you got to find a cornerback or a younger dynamic wide receiver pair to go with Adams. He says Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry, Paul Richardson, Sammy Watkins, guys like that. That's what you have to look at. That's from Ken. This one's from Carl, who says, I would get rid of Dom Capers first and foremost. Ted Thompson has to be on the hot seat at this point, and there's no way that I'm re-signing Davante Adams only because of the concussion issue. Even though I think he's a tremendous talent, I don't think you can put that kind of money into a guy that's had three concussions now in a short period of time. I'm of the opposite. It was three devastating hits that gave him a concussion. It's not like Sam Shields where he got an elbow to the helmet and he was down for an entire season. Yes, you become more susceptible, but I'm going to give Davante Adams right now anyway the benefit of the doubt. But I don't think Davante Adams will be out there playing this week. I'll tell you that right now. If you have to, shut him down the remainder of the season. No sense in risking it. But Davante Adams is going to get paid this offseason, and I hope it's by the Green Bay Packers. A lot more to talk about. Stay tuned. More right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.